It's still in 1938, then. One of the meditation. O Christ, if my soul had known at all the once what it was going to have to suffer during its lifetime, it would have died of terror at the very sight. So very good that you don't know tomorrow. You have to carry our cross only today. It would not have touched its lips to the cup of bitterness, but it has been given to drink a drop at a time. It has emptied the cup to the very bottom. O Christ, if you yourself did not support the soul, how much could it do of itself? We are strong, but with your strength. We are holy, but with your holiness. And of ourselves, what are we? Less than nothing. My Jesus, you suffice me for everything else in the world. Although the sufferings are severe, you sustain me. Although the times of loneliness are terrible, you make them sweet for me. Although the weakness is great, you change it into power for me. So we need Christ all the time. I do not know how to describe all that I suffer. What I have written thus far is merely a drop. There are moments of suffering about which I really cannot write. But there are also moments in my life when my lips are silent and there are no words for my defense. And I submit myself completely to the will of God. Just learn to keep silence. Then the Lord Himself defends me and makes claims on my behalf. And His demands are such that they can be noticed exteriorly. The Lord acts towards me in a mysterious manner. There are times when he himself allows terrible sufferings, and then again there are times when he does not let me suffer and removes everything that might afflict my soul. These are his ways, unfathomable and incomprehensible to us. It's interesting, eh? At times he allows us to suffer. At times he just deleted it completely. Many times you suffer so much, you know, for 2 days and cannot see anything. And suddenly, so much joy and so much, you know. It's a moment of grace. Eh? It's not that you want to do them and you make it. You cannot make it. It's a grace. So be calm, but persevere in following him. These are his ways, unfathomable and incomprehensible to us. It is for us to submit ourselves completely to his holy will. Trust. There are mysteries that the human mind will never fathom here on earth. Eternity will reveal them. April 10, 1938, Palm Sunday. I attend Holy Mass, but did not have the strength to go and get the palm. I felt so weak that I barely make it till the end of Mass. During Mass, Jesus gave me to know the pain of his soul, and I could clearly feel how the hymns of Hosanna reverberated as a painful echo in his sacred heart. My soul too was inundated by a sea of bitterness. In each Hosanna, peace my own heart to its depths. My whole soul was drawn close to Jesus. I heard Jesus' voice, "My daughter, your compassion for me refreshes me. By meditating on my passion, your soul acquires a distinct beauty." Share the suffering of Christ. I received Holy Communion upstairs, for there was no question of my going down to the chapel since I was exhausted because of intense sweating. And when that passed, I had a fever and chills. I felt completely worn out. Today, one of the Jesuit fathers brought us Holy Communion. He gave the Lord to three other sisters and then to me. And thinking I was the last, he gave me two hosts. But one of the novices was lying in bed in a leg cell, and there was no host left for her. The priest went back again and brought her the knot. But Jesus told me, "I entered that heart unwillingly. You received those two hosts because I denied my coming into this soul who receives my grace. But visit to such a soul is not pleasant for me." Interesting. As if by mistake, that just Jesus wanted to show he doesn't want to go to a soul that is not ready. Although at times we go out, it doesn't mean it's pleasing to the Lord. So very careful when we go for communion. You have a clean heart and the right attention, intention to receive the Lord. Not just by customs and people go and you just go and as if nothing happened. It hurt Jesus. At that point, my soul was drawn close to him and received a deep inner light which gave me to understand in spirit all the workings of mercy. It was like a flash of lightning, but more distinct than I had watched it for hours with the eyes of my body. Still, in order to write anything at all, I must make use of words, though they cannot render all of what my soul enjoyed on seeing the glory of God's mercy. It's interesting, eh? Even the missionaries of Medjugorje, the young people, still today, three of them still receive various messages. But they said, even every human words cannot explain what exactly. Even they say, our Heavenly Mother, she look at us. You know the way she look at us, it's not just look at us. She cannot explain. She many times cried, this is not exactly what happened during the vision. It's really, it's kind of heart to heart. It's touching you, not just to, oh, I saw her. It's not that you see the Heavenly Mother. You are just one with her, and you can explain, the same as Jesus. This is so close to you that you cannot write with words, human words. That's what Faustina is saying. Cannot human words. The glory of the divine mercy is resounding, even now, in spite of the efforts of its enemies and of Satan himself, who has a great hatred for God's mercy. This work will snatch a great number of souls from him, and that is why the spirit of darkness sometimes tempts good people violently. Or times we have a good intention, but then, you know, you have so many excuses. You know, the evil spirit doesn't want to come close to the Lord. Divine mercy, it's when you come to divine mercy, you are saved. But the devil doesn't want you to be saved. He wants you to shut his life down by force. But I have clearly seen that the will of God is already being carried out and that it will be accomplished to the very last detail. The enemy's greatest efforts will not thwart the smallest detail of what the Lord has decreed. No matter if there are times when the work seems to be completely destroyed, it is then that the work is being all the more consolidated. My soul was filled with a peace much deeper than anything I had experienced before, a divine reassurance which nothing can efface, a deep peace which nothing can disturb, even though I were to go through the severest ordeals. I'm at peace. God Himself governs all things and trust. I spent the whole day in thanksgiving, and gratitude kept flooding in my soul. Oh my God, how good you are. How great is your mercy. You visit me with so many graces. Me, who am a most wretched speck of dust, prostrating myself at your feet, O Lord, I confess with a sincere heart that I have done nothing to deserve even the least of your graces. It is in you, in your infinite goodness, that you give yourself to me so generous. Therefore, the greater the grace which my heart receives, the deeper it plunges itself in humility. So the word comes back, huh? Humility. It's not our merit that you are close to the Lord. Of course, you get up earlier. You come to the church, and even raining, you come. Yeah, it's your effort. But without the help of the Lord, you cannot. There's so many excuses. I prefer to maybe next time. I stepped too late last night. I worked too hard yesterday. It's always that little excuses. I thank the Lord still I can come down. Eh? You have to pray for me. Eh? It's not my very fragile many times. If sister didn't call me, sometimes I still bad. Oh. Therefore, the greater the graces which my heart receives, the deeper it plunges itself in humility. O Christ, suffering for you is the delight of my heart and my soul. Prolong my sufferings to infinity, that I may give you a proof of my love. I accept everything that your hand will hold out to me. Your love, Jesus, is enough for me. I will glorify you in abandonment and darkness, in agony and fear, in pain and bitterness, in anguish and spirit, and in anguish of spirit and grief of heart. In all things, may you be blessed. My heart is still detached from the earth, that you yourself are enough for me. There's no longer any moment in my life for self-concern. So to thank the Lord, at times you are so at peace with everything. But then at times, so much darkness, so much suffering, you know. And you couldn't explain why. Be calm. Still continue to trust, even you can't see anything. Even in the darkness, you have to trust. Holy Thursday, April 14, 1938. Today I felt strong enough to take part in the ceremonies of the church. During Holy Mass, Jesus stood before me and said, "Look into my heart and see there and love there, and see there the love and mercy which I have for humankind, and especially for sinners. Look and enter into my passion." In an instant, I experienced and lived through the whole passion of Jesus in my own heart. I was surprised that these tortures did not deprive me of my life. Feel the pain, flagellation. She was wondering why she didn't die. So painful. I think spiritually, or kind of feel as if physically, is pain. During adoration, Jesus said to me, "My daughter, know that your ardent love and the compassion you have for me were a consolation to me in the garden." So we give consolation to the Lord. Although at times we cannot smile, at times you don't want to go ahead, you say, "Jesus, trust in you." You give joy to Jesus because you share the suffering, the passion of Christ. Nothing else, not yours, it's Christ. Even today, there's little suffering instead of Christ, because today this people is still sin. So we are completing what the Lord wants us to do. During holy hour in the evening, I heard the words, "You see, my mercy for sinners," which at this moment is revealing itself in all his power. See how little you have written about it. It is only a single drop. Do what is in your power, so that sinners may come to know my goodness. So he invites his Faustina to write more. What so much pain? Jesus, nobody write, you know. Nobody knows. I mean, the disciples, they all, you know, they're sleeping and frightening and don't know what to do. The three remaining. The others, I don't know where. They're still hanging around. Good Friday, April 15, 1938. I saw the Lord Jesus tortured but not nailed to the cross. It was still before the crucifixion. And he said to me, "You are my heart. Speak to sinners about my mercy." And the Lord gave me interior knowledge of the hope abyss of his merciful souls. And I learned that that which I had written is truly a drop. So even so, Faustina is writing about the divine mercy, so much mercy is merciful. Just one drop, much bigger. The love of Christ for each one of us is so big, you can't believe. You just always think Jesus loved the other more than loved you, and you are exempted from his love. No, he loved immensely. Even the way Jesus really complaining to folks, you didn't write at all much, just one little bit to share, to show the people that how much I love them. I don't know what Jesus could do to tell you that he loves you so much so. I think Jesus lamentating, crying to tell you, "I love you. Even nobody loved you, I love you. Be close to me. Don't go away." And this is the call of the Lord. And we're just thinking, we already come for a few minutes, few seconds, few hours, and then we say we love you enough. We say we do so much already, much better than many people. It's not enough. Jesus loves us so much. Can we explain with words? Holy Saturday. During adoration, the Lord said to me, "Be at peace, my daughter. This work of mercy is mine. There's nothing of you in it." She's worried because people are against it. Worry about Sopoko because he worked so hard and it's as if nothing happened. "It pleases me that you are carrying out faithfully what I have commanded you to do, not adding or taking away a single word." Just give her just the way, the thing you need to do, and just do it. This is the will of God for us. No more and no less. Many times our worries, instead of the others, is not you have to carry out. We are worried too much. We look too much forward and too much at the back, and you don't look at the present moment. This is one just little bit. There's a wholehearted, one mind, one heart, this moment. when we are distracted, oh, how much you miss 5 seconds of thinking of this, and then you lose 5 seconds that Jesus loves you. You have the 100% always in heaven. They don't worry about anything, just contemplation. How nice Jesus, how nice the Blessed Trinity. There's always enjoying. We worry about so many things. Only half heart or more honest. And he gave me an interior light by which I learned that not a single word was mine. Despite difficulties and adversities, I've always fulfilled his will as he has made it known to me. Sorry. The resurrection. Before the mass of the resurrection, I felt so weak that I lost all hope of participating in the procession which take place in the church. And I said to the Lord, Jesus, if my prayers are pleasing to you, give me the strength for this moment that I may take part in the procession. At the same instant, I felt strong and certain that I could go along with the sisters in the procession. When the procession began, I saw Jesus in the brightness greater than the light of the sun. Jesus looked at me with love and said, heart of my heart, be filled with joy. You see, Jesus wants us to be joyful, not tearful, not sorrowful. Even you are in sorrow, be joyful, because you are with the Lord. The Lord is joyful. Don't just call people to share all your pains. Tell Jesus with joy. Yeah. Heart of my heart, be filled with joy. That is what Jesus is expecting you today. Each one of you. Me too. Jesus wants us to be joyful. At that moment, my spirit was drowned in him. When I came to myself, I was walking along in the procession with the sisters while my soul was totally immersed in him. Easter, April 17, 1938. During Mass, I thanked the Lord Jesus for having died to redeem us and for having given us that greatest of all gifts, namely his love in Holy Communion, that is, his very own self. At that moment, I was drunk into the bosom of the Most Holy Trinity and was immersed in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This moment is hard to describe. So, before the Blessed Sacrament, that's the Blessed Trinity. Adoration with the heart. At that moment, I prayed to the Lord for a certain person, and the Lord answered me, this soul is particularly dear to me. I was immensely happy with this. The happiness of other souls fills me with a new joy. And when I see the higher gifts in some soul, my heart soars up to the Lord in a new hymn of adoration. April 19, 1928, during recreation, one of the sisters said, Sister Faustina is doing so poorly that she can hardly walk, but may she die soon because she is going to be a saint. Then one of the sister directresses said that she is going to die, we know, but whether she is going to be a saint, that's another question. There then began some malicious remarks on this subject. I kept silent. Then I put in a word, But I saw that the conversation was getting worse, so again I fell silent. Gossips. Hurts. At present, I'm getting letters from sisters who are in other houses and who made the novitiate with me. They often amuse me and make me laugh, as they usually go something like this: "Dear Sister Faustina, we are very sorry that you are so gravely ill, but we are very happy that when the Lord Jesus takes you away, you will pray for us, for you have a lot of influence with the Lord." This is one of the letters. One of the sisters put it this way: "When you die, sister, please take me under your special care, for certainly you can do that for me." Another sister wrote as follows: "How I'm waiting for the time when the Lord Jesus will take you, because I know what will happen then, and I greatly desire death for you." Interesting, eh? I did want to answer her what she was thinking of concerning my death, but I mortified myself and answered, "The same thing will happen to me, a sinner, as happens to all sinners, if God's mercy does not shield me." So he accepted, we are all sinners. So she received the grace. She's not because she's a saint, because she is sinners. Just telling the other sisters, you are the same. You have to love the Jesus the way you are going to love. So today, we start a new day. Don't think too much about yesterday. And don't too much about tomorrow. Be joyful at every moment. If you are pain, thank the Lord, because you are more close with him. But with joy, don't be afraid. Many times afraid of the cross. But Jesus is with you. He will not leave you away alone. If Jesus loves Faustina the way, he loves you exactly the same. The only way that we don't love him as much as Faustina is loving him, that's a little problem. But we have to learn. And today, Faustina is present here. Ask his special grace that we will be converted like her. By hook or by crook, we follow her, follow Jesus closely with joy.